helping people experience life, or in this case, marriage. That's what we're focused on today, as God intended. This is the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen and our entire cast of staff around the building here doing something, keeping busy. And we're live in our studios for you all around the country on radio and for our podcasts around the world. And I'll give you the phone number in a moment. We're going to focus on marriage. Here's a question. How intentional are you in the current stage of your marriage? How intentional are you? How intentional are you living in the current stage of your marriage? There are three stages to a marriage. We're going to talk about what each of those stages are and how each of those stages have their own unique challenges. And we'll open the phone lines to you all to come in and join us in a moment. We are live in the studio, and we're talking about marriage. And as we think about these three stages, I like to put them into these categories. There's the first 7 years of marriage, which have some unique challenges of themselves. We call that the learning stage. Then there's the middle stage. After 7 years, you're kind of in that stage. Maybe you have a blended family. This might distort it some, but that middle stage of raising the kids, facing the financial challenges and work and everything that happens in those middle years of marriage. And then the greatest challenge that couples who are married in the senior years face, and they're uniquely different. Some overlap, but they are different. If you're a newlywed, you face some issues that are different than those who've been married for 30 or 40 years. That's why it's so important in those early years to get things right. Because if you can get your communication right, get your financial management right, getting your balance between independence and togetherness, get the in-law relationship dynamics right, it makes those later years a lot easier. So here's the question. Which stage do you think you're in? Are you in those early years? Maybe you're newly married. Maybe it's a second marriage, but you're in those first 4 or 5 years. What's one thing you have learned? What's one thing that you're working on? What's a challenge that's helped you in your marriage? What is it? Or if you're in the middle years, you know, the routine that comes with raising kids and balancing responsibilities and the intimacy issues that get to be an issue in the middle years. If you're in those middle years of marriage, what's one thing that's helped you? Or if you're in the, what I might call the latter years, the senior years of marriage, the empty nest syndrome, as it often is referred to, facing perhaps loss and health issues and communication challenges, what's one thing that's helped you there? Listen, we're all going to go through these stages if we live long enough and stay married long enough. So the question is, which stage do you find yourself in today? What have you learned that you want to pass along to someone who's coming up behind you? Let's go. Phone line is open. Stephen's ready. Jennifer's ready. I'm always ready. 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. The stage and your one thing for marriage. 888-888-1717.
Hi, this is Sue calling from Michigan. Randy's talking about intentional things that you have done in your marriage or whatever. And one that I thought of, we've been married almost 35 years. And whenever we're in the family room and one of us is getting up to go in the kitchen or downstairs to the basement to get a beverage, you know, we always, ask if the other person want anything. You want anything? And it's kind of funny now because we have our own little language and it's just kind of funny. And it just kind of adds to the laughter of our relationship, I think.
All right. Thank you for getting this started here, Sue. You know, it was an unknown author that said, love is not about how many days or months or years that you've been together. Love is about how much you love each other every day. And that's true. And so if you're in the early stages of your marriage and there's some specific challenges that you're facing, make sure that love is central. Love is not just a feeling, it's an action, it's a behavior, it's intentionality. In fact, the research shows that the greatest challenge that newlyweds face in those first few years, number one is communication. And you'll see that theme throughout all of marriage, learning to communicate, financial management, getting the financial picture right early on. Fortunately, that was something my wife and I guess we did intuitively. It really wasn't something as a young teenagers when we got married. We were 18 and 19. We didn't sit down with a big marriage book and have all this worked out. We just sort of intuitively understood, I suppose, from watching our parents and others that this is important to make sure you get these things straight. Now, you may be later in marriage and looking back and say, yeah, that's right, Randy, we should have done that. Get started today. Balancing independence and togetherness. That's an important thing early on in marriage as well. Another dynamic that's a challenge, in-laws and the relationships in the family. If you don't get those things straight in the first few years, you're going to have problems down the road. Now, understanding what leaving and cleaving means from a biblical standpoint means that as in-laws, we need to support, but be careful, right? And then, of course, household responsibilities. These are some of the challenges in that first learning stage as you're getting started in marriage, dealing with expectations that maybe were not met and disappointment sets in and that creates issues. Now, in the middle years, after 7 years, which, by the way, the first 7 years are the most highly likely to have divorce in marriage because things are not resolved there. The greatest challenge for couples after the 7 years and the middle years of what I refer to, what I call the living time of marriage, come down to communication breakdown, routine and monotony. You know, that's a big issue because you've got kids, you've got work, you've got, you know, you've been through everything. The honeymoon stage is well behind you. And it's easy to fall into routine and monotony. That's why I talk about planned spontaneity. And we all need that in our marriage. Balancing responsibilities. Boy, this is a time of aging parents, raising kids, balancing the budget. What have you learned in these, if this is where you are now? Intimacy issues, big issue in this period. Changing individual needs and goals. You're not a kid anymore. You're not in the first few years of marriage. Lots of things have been experienced, and parenting challenges are huge. That's been a basis of this ministry for years. And then, of course, the later years, what I call the senior years of marriage, empty nest, maybe adjusting to retirement, health issues, big, big, big thing. Loss of intimacy, communication challenges, loss and grief, and then dealing with past unresolved issues. Big thing. All right, let's get to the calls. Just before that, Peter Drucker once said, the most important thing in communication is hearing what isn't said. And boy, is that true in marriage. All right, can we get to the phones? Are we ready to go? All right. Let me go to Rhonda in Texas. Hey, Rhonda, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good. It says here you've been married 39 years, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what have you learned? What's your one thing that's helping you guys?
Going into my marriage, I was determined no matter what, I wasn't getting out of it. And the one thing I've learned, which I made a mistake on, is not marrying somebody that was of equal faith.
Mm-hmm. You knew it at the time?
That is.
Huh? You knew it at the time?
No, but I've learned that through the years because we've had a rough, rough marriage until I had a transplant for cancer.
Hmm.
And after that, it started getting better. But because he does not have faith in God like I do, my faith, I feel like it's pretty strong, there was no way I was going to walk out. Mm. I was going to make it work no matter what.
Yeah, well, that's certainly not a popular message today, and God love you, but the message I think you're screaming to the country and to the world listening is don't be, as the Bible says, be unequally yoked with a non-believer, because once you do, you're yoked at the most significant point in life, and that's your faith, what you value, where you're headed, what's most important. Did you know that at the time when you married Rhonda, that you weren't on the same page spiritually? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. And we rushed into it. You know, I was in the military. We got married before I could be transferred and just different things like that. But it wasn't good because, you know, when you're married to somebody that is as opposite as we are, you're going to run into problems. That's a given.
Yeah.
But I was a believer at the time, but my faith was not real strong.
And so you were responding to the emotion, to the attraction,
yeah,
to the urgency of the moment of saying, let's get married. Let me ask you this. Let's end on a high note here. Tell me one thing you do appreciate about your husband, Rhonda.
I appreciate that he takes care of me, that he is becoming more, you know, I asked him one day, I said, do you want me to tell you about my Jesus? And he said, no. And then after that, he said, you know, he said, I've been thinking about it. And he's coming around. It's just that he grew up in the Church of England.
Very formal, not relational.
They didn't have, you know, they go on Christmas time, they go at Easter and things like that. And that was it.
Yeah. Well, listen, let me encourage you, Rhonda. Let me encourage you. Pray for your husband. You're not the Holy Spirit. You know that. It ain't over yet. You got 39 years, maybe a lot more to come. And who knows? You might call back here next year and say, praise God, I backed off. I just prayed for him, and I was the person I needed to be in the marriage, and God did a work in his life. That's transformational. All right. Thank you, Rhonda. Let's move on here. Elizabeth is in California. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Randy?
Good, good. 30 years married. All right. What have you learned?
Oh, I wish that I had told. I wish I could tell all the early and middle starters just to let those things go that I thought were so, so, so important. My husband and I are very, very different people, and we have struggled, but we have fun together. But it has been a difficult marriage, and at times we both really wanted to quit. And I would tell my younger self, one, just let those things, they're really, really not going to matter once you're heading into our empty nest stage.
Yeah.
And that time with family is so vital. So find the things you can stick together on and just be grateful for those things. I wish I had let so many things go that I didn't.
Well, can you give an example or two of things that were, you look back now and say they really weren't that important?
I think when I was a young mom, we have three kids, and things that I thought were just so wrong that he was doing, now in hindsight, I wish I had trusted the Lord more, even if I felt that he was doing it not in the way that the Lord would ask us to. I still wish that I had given him the trust by serving Jesus. Now I know that God meets all of our needs, and so I know you can't know that at the age that I was, but I would tell older folks to tell younger people that you just stick to Jesus and he's gonna meet you, because now I'm so thankful that Brian and I stay together, because we'll be able to enter that last stage because we have the option, because we didn't give up.
Good for you. Not giving up, picking important battles. Not every battle is worth fighting, folks. And you're hearing the wisdom from a 30-year marriage there, kind of the middle point, right? Where are you? We talked about the learning stage. Maybe you're in the early first few years or months of marriage. What have you learned? You're hearing wisdom from those in the middle, and maybe from some, Elizabeth, getting close to the empty nest. Love to hear some senior thoughts, too. 888-888-1717, talking marriage. What's your one thing in the stage of marriage you're in today?
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to thank Intentional Living. Life can get so overwhelming. Focusing on one thing has really helped me just be present because I feel the presence of God.
With your support, the lives of people like Donna are changed and they can experience God in a new way.
I love you guys. Thank you. You're making a big difference.
Support Intentional Living today with a monthly gift, and you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's life-changing monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
This month, we have an incredible opportunity, as some friends in the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $19,000 right now. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-1717 today or visit the IntentionalLife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right, thank you, Kurt. Let me take just 60 seconds. We're 5 days away from the end of the fiscal year for the ministry, and that $19,000, you know, fantastic match gift that was made available has been taken care of piece by piece by piece, and we're down, as of the report this morning, right near $10,000 is the last report. Right near 10,000. That means when you call and share your best gift, it'll be matched, it'll be doubled. We need your help. It'd be a shame to leave any of this unmet here at the end of June. So can I just ask you, as a friend, someone on this journey with us, your special love gift, your extra gift, your closing year gift would be so helpful here today or this week. You can go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on donate or call. During West Coast business hours, 888-1717. And I appreciate it. You know, like any family, there are individual differences. Every marriage is different. It's unique. So we're talking about some general principles, but you put these general principles to work in your marriage, and I can almost guarantee your marriage will get better. And we're breaking it down, looking at these three stages of marriage, the early years, where you're learning to manage finances and in-laws and household responsibilities and learning what communication looks like in your marriage. Get those things right. If you didn't, you got to go back and redo. Kind of like playing Monopoly. Go directly to jail, right? Go directly back to the beginning and work some of these things out. It's okay. You might be married 40 years and you could say, hey, we kind of blew it in the first 4 or 5 years. That's okay. Go back and work on those things. It'll make your life a lot better. The middle years, man, the routine and monotony, the balancing responsibilities, the parenting challenge, and whatever accumulation from the first few years that you didn't get right are now building into your life. That's why it can be so exhausting. And then, of course, the later years, letting go, I call it. Letting go of control. Health issues, communication challenges continue, of course, just the empty nest syndrome, as they call it. Now, the good news is these things can be fixed. The two of you at some point were deeply in love with each other. Make it work. Figure it out. Get some help. Talk about it. Get the proverbial cards on the table face up. And so today we want to just send encouragement out to you to say, hey, here's what I've learned in my stage. One thing that works for us. What is it? Give us a call, 888-1717. Alexander, how are you in Michigan today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Appreciate it. 12 years married. Okay, what have you learned at this point?
Well, one of the outstanding, or what stands out, I guess, is the communication aspects. One of the items that I fell into a lot in the beginning years was when I had enough of the noise and the busyness of the kids, I would just leave the room or leave the house without really communicating that where I'm going or why I'm doing it. You know, it just something that I would do.
And how'd that impact your marriage and your family?
Well, it definitely didn't go over very well to my wife because she was A, worried, and B, was definitely created a spirit of like, well, I can't really trust or rely on my husband. But it also took her a while to really voice that concern. And so by then the hurt was already well established.
So it came to a head. Is that what it was? Kind of a crisis point?
Yes, for sure. It came with some significant need for therapy at that point as well.
How are you guys doing now?
Oh, great. A lot better. We have our issues, as every couple does, I would say. But overall, between Anne and I, things are a lot better. Mm-hmm. And I would say that is the one thing that, as a man, if it's important to communicate clearly about your feelings, why you're doing something, because it may not seem obvious to your spouse.
Yeah.
Important.
So what I heard, a couple things. One is you were behaving in a way that really frustrated or hurt your wife, and yet she didn't speak up for a while.
Yeah,
and so,
So
if she had spoken up, that would have been a positive thing. If you had been more aware of it, that would have been a positive thing. But the good thing is you guys got into counseling together, it sounds like, and work these things through, and you guys are communicating better now.
It was more of me going into just therapy for myself. It wasn't a marriage therapy.
Oh, okay.
I had some mental difficulty on top of just marriage issues at that time. So, but one of the things that I worked on with my therapist was what are some of the techniques that A, lets you recognize when you need time to yourself, and then how do you incorporate letting your spouse know in time, you know, hey, you know, I need some time.
That's good. Well, it sounds like you're doing better, and I hope we have some folks listening who take that seriously in terms of a warning when there's issues. Get them on the table, talk about them. The research is very clear. John Gottman, who's one of the major researchers in marriage, one of his major points is if you resolve issues early on, you're better off than waiting until they become something dangerous in terms of a disease in your marriage. And so finding a problem early, dealing with it early is a lot healthier. Alexander, appreciate it, man, taking time to call and share with us today. All right, Chris is in Arizona. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. Great program today. Thank you. You've been married 22 years in a row, huh?
Yes, and I want to keep it really simple for a lot of the guys out there.
Yeah, that's good, because guys are really simple. Okay, dumb it down for us.
I'm going to dumb it down. The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman.
Yes.
Boom.
Yeah.
That is my recommendation, especially if you're just newly married. That was a big help for our marriage.
How did it help you?
You know, because I'm acts of service, so I'm trying to do things for my wife, but she's quality time, and she'd rather have me sit down and watch a TV program or go to the movie or do a date night than me doing acts of service.
Yeah, so you're out there cleaning the dishes and whatever, thinking, she doesn't seem to appreciate this as much as I thought she would.
Exactly. So I know a lot of wives out there would appreciate me cleaning the dishes, but my wife would rather just have me hanging out with her, spending quality time.
All right. So did you read the book together? How did you come to this revelation?
Great thing to do is you get the book, maybe you pick something up for dinner, and you just go through a chapter. And that's what we did, and it worked out really well.
Good. All right. I hope most men understood what you said.
You know, I think they did.
You know how we can be.
I know, just keep it simple, right?
That's right. Keep it simple. All right. Thank you, Chris. Okay, guys, say, I would get that book, but he didn't repeat what it was. It's Dr. Gary Chapman, a good friend of the ministry. We've done some programs with him, which, by the way, you might be able to find on our archives. And the name of the book, he's written the love languages for everything. Love languages for your kids, love languages in your marriage, love language. I don't know if you've read the love languages with your dog. I don't know. But Gary's written a lot on love languages. That's sort of his thing. And the five love languages, his main book is the thing to get and then read it. And I totally agree with what Chris was saying. It's powerful, very helpful. All right. Very good. Do you know your love language? What about you? You know, you guys know in your marriage, Jennifer, do you know your love languages between you and your husband?
I do. And it really was a game changer because it's wonderful to know how the person that you love wants to be loved or feels loved most, I guess. So,
yeah.
So my husband is quality time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm acts of service. And once I learned how he enjoys to be loved, I always wondered, I'm like, well, he's working on the car. I can't work on the car with him. So I didn't see the point of me being out there with him.
Yeah.
So
it's a one-man job.
Yeah. I thought so, but he really enjoyed me being there. It didn't matter that I wasn't really doing anything. He just wanted me there. And so we've kind of compromised a little bit because I would work inside and then I'd come out for a little bit and visit with him. Then I'd go back inside and do other things around the house. And so we kind of made it work that way.
That's working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but you told me you like you're a hands person, so you can go out and change the oil yourself, can't you? Yeah. I mean, right? Yeah. You could do that. That's what I understand. All right. We're talking marriage today. Love to have you join us. What's the one thing that's made a difference in your stage of life? 888-888-1717. We're going to stay in the studio and continue to record at the Going Off the Air Live, right? But we're going to stay in the studio and record this for tomorrow. And so we'd love to hear you share your one thing. Are you in the early years of marriage, the middle years, or maybe the senior years of marriage? What's one thing that's made a difference? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. A huge thank you to those of you who've been praying for and supporting the ministry in these waning hours of our fiscal year, literally just this week. We need your help. Whatever you can give, listen, it'll be matched. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. It is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.